Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful, not quite sunny county town this morning, Craig.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping that the sun will come out a little bit later on. Now, we are down at French Weir Park for the Somerset Wildlife Trust because it's a week of events, and with me is Helen. Hi, Helen.
Hi, really pleased to have you down here. And yeah, I can really see the sun be just beginning to come through. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So there's a series of events going on, isn't there, for Somerset Wildlife Week. Why are you putting those events on?
We really value all the nature that you can find in Taunton. You don't need to get in your car, guys. You don't need to go on a bus. Just walk out to your local green spaces, and it is amazing what you can see. So here today in French Weir, we've called it Fab. Have a fab time in the park, because the F is for the fishing. So we've got fishing this morning from 10 till 1. We've got 3 fishing coaches. It's all free. You just book yourself in and you're sitting there by the river. Look at it, guys. Doesn't it look great?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, a bit of the fishing that we've witnessed so far already, I've seen 3 fish that have been caught. So obviously the river is absolutely thriving with life.
Yes, but don't ask me what sort of fish they are. I'm not a fisherwoman or fisher person. But Mark, the guy over there, he would be able to fill you in on what sort of fish you might be able to catch and so on. And so to complement the fishing event, we've got an artist called Daryl, who is absolutely amazing at making things. So come down, you get a chance to make your own fish, put it on a nice willow wand, and off you go home with your fish to take home. You will absolutely love doing it. He's coming especially for the day, and he is here from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. So anytime, just rock up and have a go making your own fish.
So the artist is for A in the Fab Day. So what does the B stand for?
Ah, well, this afternoon when the fishing has finished at 1 o'clock, there's a gentleman coming and he's going to give us a whole load of stuff about butterflies. Because butterflies, particularly on Longrun Meadow, which is just over the river up there, are growing in number because of the biodiversity in Longrun Meadow is improving and getting better. The more years we have it, the more different plants we get, which attract all the butterflies and the caterpillars. So we're looking at the world of butterflies.
I'm going to just put you on the spot. How many different varieties of butterflies do you think are in Longrun Meadow?
Well, last year, I think they saw about 12 or 14 different kinds of butterfly. That's from April right through till the end of September, because obviously some butterflies are early, late, and so on. I'll actually, when we finished recording this, I'll let you have a go at our butterfly quiz there.
Okay, yeah,
And see how you go. You can see you've got to try and name the butterflies. So it's a little bit of a test.
I know growing up, my dad was not a huge fan of butterflies because he was a garden grower, you know, like the cabbages. And then he used to get the white butterflies that just used to destroy his crops. Really, really destroyed them. So, I'm looking forward to testing my own skills.
Fortunately, we've got no crops on Longrun that get destroyed. It's all positive stuff, stuff.
No,
and
that's
also,
fantastic.
Yeah, so there's wildlife games. There's some...
We're having a leaflet distribution.
Leaflet moment.
Okay, so in a nutshell, what does the Wildlife Trust do here in Somerset? What's your kind of activities?
Well, we have a really broad range of activities. I mean, obviously, the Wildlife Trust itself is managing 1,700 hectares of land, wow, of nature reserve land, but that's sort of not in the town. And then we are just coming to the absolute very, very end of Routes to the River Tone, which has been our urban project. So it's really looking at what wildlife is there in an urban place, on urban spaces, so that people, as I said at the very beginning, can easily get there. So you don't have to do that journey away, in fact, to have a fantastic time on a green space and see interesting things. So it's kind of getting that balance, really, of seeing what's local. But yes, of course, we've got some amazing nature reserves on Somerset Levels, on Blackdown Hills and so on, Mendips. And there are events going on all the time. So if you go to the website, Somerset Wildlife Trust website, events, you've got a massive list there. And this year we're focusing also in our wildlife gardens. So people have volunteered to open their gardens that are particularly focused on wildlife gardening. And I've been to a couple of those already, and it's amazing what you can get in your garden.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So is the River Tone key to wildlife in Taunton? Does it bring wildlife along, you know, to the river?
It is one of the main corridors, yes, and joining into the Tone, we're really lucky. We've got lots of streams coming, the Galmington, the Sherford from the south. We've got Kingston Stream and the stream, the Norton Brook, that comes down. So a whole web, really, of what we call blue infrastructure. And that is a natural corridor for wildlife. And really, we want it to be more of a natural corridor for us as well.
Sure.
And you've also got the canal, obviously, as well, which is another corridor that helps us and wildlife move around Taunton.
It's fantastic. I just wanted to say, you know, the work that you do here is highly educational for the young people, and they get a real understanding of the importance of you know, the environment and everything else that happens. Just thinking to the future, say in the next 5 years or so, what how do you think the work will change for the Wildlife Trust here in Somerset?
I think the next 5 years are going to be pivotal, because Taunton has been given garden town status. And that fits very neatly into all the things I've been talking about this morning, really, in terms of making the most of the green and blue spaces that we have in Taunton, making it work for the wildlife as well as for us. And I think really, if we could make it particularly work for children, then that will make it better for us all, because if it's good for the children to get out and about, it's safe, it's interesting, well, it applies obviously to adults also. So it's really important, I think, that we all work together to get the best outcome from having a garden town status.
Yeah, brilliant. Helen, thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure, and I look forward to meeting you again in another event. Oh, can I just give a plug for tomorrow?
Yeah, of course you can.
So tomorrow we're doing Wild Words, and it's in the Willow Cathedral on Longrun Meadow. So in the morning, 11:30, we're doing poetry. Don't be afraid, come along. It's not structured at all. You can just have a go and then bring a picnic and stay all day. And we're doing storytelling at 2:30. Everybody's welcome, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, fingers crossed for the weather.
Oh, yes. It's going to be perfect.
It's summer, isn't it?
Exactly.
So another great event for you to attend tomorrow, all thanks to the Wildlife Trust here in Somerset. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about at French Weir for a great event, all thanks to Somerset Wildlife Trust. Of course, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search Visit Taunton for more details on events taking place in and around our wonderful county town.
Thanks very much, Jason. With me is Mark Thornycroft. Hi.
Hi.
So you're a volunteer with the Angling Association here in Taunton, is that right?
I'm a volunteer with all sorts of things, but today for the Angling Trust, which is the national organisation which has oversight of angling across the country.
So what's happened here this morning?
We were invited along, in fact, last year, and the idea is that we've got some qualified coaches down here, and that anybody who comes along, no matter what their age, who wants to try fishing, has the opportunity to do so with somebody who's qualified to teach them and knows what they're doing. We'll see if we can catch them a few fish. Okay. The idea is that anybody who comes along, no matter what their age, can have a go at fishing, hopefully catch a few fish, be shown how to do it by somebody who really knows what they're doing, and that'll get them hooked.
I like that. Yeah.
And then what we can do is direct them to the Angling Trust website, which has got information about other events that they can then go on, and hopefully they'll progress through angling, and it'll become a lifetime interest, which it has for me. I've been doing it for 60 years.
Wow, fantastic. Now, we have watched some people actually catch some fish. What type of fish would you find in the River Tone?
The river's got a really good selection of fish. What we'll like to catch today are dace, chub, grayling, roach and perch. But there are also pike in here, there are bream in here.
Wow, that's quite a variety. I thought it would be generally one type of fish. Maybe that's just my naivety.
No, it's a pretty good river, the Tone. It's reasonably clean. It's good water, and it's good fishing along this. And also, this is a free stretch. So anybody, providing they have a rod licence, which you have to get from the EA, can come and fish it. And rod licences nowadays are free up to the age of 16. You don't need one at all. Up to the age of 12, 12 to 16, you just apply online, they give you a free one.
And when you say apply online, would that be through the Angling Trust?
No, through the Environment Agency, through the EA.
Okay, and it's free, there's no cost with that?
No cost at all.
Now, just how familiar are you with the River Tone?
Not hugely. I spend most of my time fishing still waters and a lot of it fishing for large carp. I do fish this occasionally, and like most people of my age, I've sort of done the apprenticeship on lots of different waters.
Okay.
And fishing one river is much like fishing any other river.
Because I was wondering whether you have a particular favourite spot, because the river from here, from French Weir, goes all the way down
it joins the canal.
It's
equally good all the way along. The great advantage of this spot, particularly for doing this, is the banks are reasonably safe. In some of the other parts, and a problem you get with a lot of rivers, is you have very steep banks and they can be very difficult to access the river. So perhaps for a lot of children, unless they were a really experienced angler, a still water is a better introduction because they're safer, they're easier, they've got nice flat swims.
Somebody a little earlier told me about a young chap who recently picked up, came third in some international competition. Do you know much about that?
I don't, but I can direct you to a man who does. And that's Rowley, who's one of the coaches down there.
Yeah, great. We'll catch up with Rowley a little bit later on. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Yeah, Jay and I are here at French Weir for the Somerset Wildlife Trust. Week of events, really, isn't it? Raising the profile of the Wildlife Trust here in Somerset.
Yes, we've got loads happening today in French Weir. The fishing is coming to the end about 1 o'clock, but other than that, they've got great events happening here, including brilliant butterflies later on, and all day there is art in the park where you can do some great art. It's all part of the Taunton Wildlife Week, as Craig said, and part of the Somerset Wildlife Trust free activities here in French Weir. Now,
so in a minute we're just going to be talking to a young chap called Jack, and I'm just giving him a minute because he had literally just put a couple of maggots on the end of his line. He chucked it in the water and within 20 seconds he had a fish. Incredible.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Fishing is very popular here in Taunton. It's great to see it along the bank of the River Tone, and it's a great day out for everyone. And yeah, we're going to catch up with Jack and see what he's been catching. He's been listening to the coaches that are down here this morning teaching people on what to do and how to fish.
Yeah, now he's been doing this literally for a couple of minutes, and the fact that he's caught a fish must mean that he's a pro. He must know what he's doing and how he's doing it. Jack, how's your morning been so far?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So how many fish have you caught today?
About six.
Six, and how long have you been here?
Literally about 10 minutes.
I think that's incredible. So you've just been sat with one of the coaches over there, so I guess the information he's given you has been really valuable.
Yeah, I usually use a rod and line, but now I'm using a whip. I just find it so much easier, and yeah.
Okay, cool. And so have you done this before then?
Fishing, yes. I do usually come here, but this is like, I've never been with these people before, but they've just given me so much advice.
I think that's really, really good. And are you surprised just how much fish there is in the River Tone?
Yes and no, to be fair. it is quite healthy, the water, but
yeah, they were just saying earlier that it's really, really clear, so it's really good for fish to thrive. And I think there's about seven different breeds. Have you caught any variety of breeds of fish?
Yeah, I've caught some chub, some perch, some roach, some rudd.
All this morning?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Well, I'll leave you to it. I know you've got lots of maggots there. They don't look particularly great. I'm not a fan of maggots, to be honest. I don't think I could pick them up, but you're obviously used to doing that. Anyway, yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
So more activities down here, of course, on the edge of the river at French Weir Park. Pop down to see Taunton's Wildlife Week and their fab French Weir Family Fun Day. And Craig is pointing out that fish are coming out the river quicker than they anything else, I think.
Yeah, let's just take a wander over here and we'll just see what fish have been caught over here. So, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hiya. So what kind of fish have you caught today?
A taste.
A day. It's my pronunciation. I'm not very good at this. But are you having good fun today?
It's been great, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Yeah. And what's been the best bit about fishing? Is it picking up the maggots or actually holding the fish?
You weren't too keen on that, were you, Ace?
No. You didn't hold the fish.
You didn't hold the fish.
I will.
Oh, you will?
No, I haven't had a go yet, though.
You haven't had a go? Well, you're waiting very patiently and it won't be long. I know this river is thriving at the moment. So many different breeds of fish. Lots of food there being thrown into the water. Ooh. For the fish. Oh, we just nearly saw a bite. Jason, how exciting is that?
It's actually brilliant. Yeah, we're down on the banks of the River Tone trying to catch some fish with people that are spending their day with the Somerset Wildlife Trust. There's still time to come down and see it. The fishing finishes at 1 o'clock, but butterflies are here from 1 to 4 p.m. Make your way down to French Weir for a spot of fishing, butterfly and creative art, all thanks to the Somerset Wildlife Trust. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour. Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And we are at French Weir on the edge of the River Tone, Craig.
Yeah, we are. And with me is...
Rowley Palmer. Hello. From the Exeter District Angling Club, coming up for the day. And we're qualified coaches for the Sport England and the Angling Trust. And we promote angling for all people, regardless of age, discrimination, anything else. And we promote this 5 days a week all over the West Country.
I think it's amazing. What do you think of today so far?
It's a lovely venue with lots of people, and it's nice to see children out and about in the open air.
Now, you were telling us not so long ago about this young lad who's third in the world with angling, is that right?
Elliot from the Exeter Angling Centre went to the World Disabled Championship on his first occasion, and he came third in the world, and he's now got his Team England shirt and his trophies, and he's promoting angling with the disabled, which is a great idea. There's no people who have to go fishing with any reason not to.
Yeah, and I was going to say, here down at French Weir, we've got a fantastic way that people can come down to the side of the river. They've got the slope here, there's no steps. So for those that are disabled or in a wheelchair, fishing is still a possibility.
I've
here.
Lost my rod.
He's just lost his rod. It's going down
go
the
on,
river.
You've got a rod set up.
So the rod is still out in the river. How are you going to get that back?
I'll go for a swim later, but make sure you've got all the safety equipment with you and make sure you do it in a way that's appropriate. It's easier to retrieve it later on when everything's cooled down, because everybody panics when they're next to water and tends to make things worse. Yeah. What we tend to do is just continue. Learn the lesson is don't turn your back on a fishing rod, because you could end up losing it.
I'm sure you haven't lost it. A little bit later we'll help you get that back, so do not fear. Just before this happened, we were talking about the young lad called Elliot, a disabled young adult. You know, this is what we're trying to say, is that actually fishing is suitable for all ages and abilities, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very lucky because our Angling Trust, who's our governing body, sponsor an awful lot of promotions for children to come free fishing, providing free fishing. We have our own lakes provided free, which are safe environments with qualified coaches, so that you're safe to watch people and the parents are quite happy to leave them there. There are restrictions with age on some locations due to the fact you've got to be under 13, you've got to have a parent present. After that, most places you can come on your own.
We were just talking about the different spots of the River Tone. Is this where primarily you do a lot of your angling?
Running a local angling club as well, president of Exeter District. We run matches on the far stretch, which is the lower part of the Tone. And during the winter, this is incredible fishing for big chub, and it's full of salmon, trout. It's a very natural river that's full of every type of species that swims.
And earlier you were saying to me that, you know, chub can be about 7 pounds.
They grow up to 7 pounds in size. We can imagine that is large. But on here, you have all sorts: roach, rudd, perch, tench, carp, grayling, trout, minnows, bleak. So you have the whole spectrum of fish from 2 inches long to 2 foot long.
I think it's incredible. It just goes to prove just how diverse range of wildlife the River Tone can actually be a home to, you know?
Well, quite often we have something that does pond dipping in the river, and they show them what lives beneath the water, which is what people don't realise. They only see what's on the surface, but underneath is a complete culture of things, of animals and that live on each other.
Yeah, and to be an angler, obviously you've got to invest in bits of equipment. I know your rod's still floating there in the middle of the River Tone. How much does it actually cost to set up? Is it an expensive sport to get into?
A basic setup, which would be a whip and a fishing rig and a bit of bait, would cost you less than £20.
No way.
Certainly, and you can spend more, but the idea is we use these whips on these days, so they're cheap, cheerful, and inexpensive for families that are on a budget to have a go. Then if the children don't like it, it's not wasted a great fortune.
I think it's incredible. And how many hours a week do you think you spend beside the river?
70.
Really? Can I ask, are you retired now? Is this what you love doing?
My previous life was running restaurants with 200 people. So this is my retirement. I work for the Angling Trust in various places, promoting angling and getting people out on the banks to enjoy it.
I think it's amazing. Jason, I think we need to try and help get this rod back.
Well, you're a good swimmer. You've done the Ironman, so off you go. No, we must be say, obviously be sensible around water and don't just jump in. But I think we're going to try and fish the rod, which will be quite interesting. We'll see how that goes. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
So today we're at an event. Whenever there is an event, there's always a familiar face.
Yes, we always find somebody. Just to say where we are before we start, we are of course at French Weir for FAB, French Weir Family Fun Day. And the FAB is Family Fishing, Art and Brilliant Butterflies.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Butterflies are going to be up a little bit later, so that's going to be fantastic. We'll check that out. So as I was saying, we are at events, and whenever we are at events, there's always a familiar face. Now, Jason, who am I talking about?
You and me?
No, I'm talking about Stephen Smith. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
So you love helping out at these amazing events. How many events have you done this year already?
That's a hard question. About 30 to 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now why do you like helping them?
Because, you know, it's a great thing to do. I like to get out and about, helping event organisers out who need help, really.
So what in a lot of the events that you've run, what is it you generally are doing? Is it just making sure people are happy, they know what's going on, where they're going, or...?
It's really anything really that the organisers wish us to do, up to kind of car parking, to actually going around making sure everything is okay, to first aid, to nearly anything really.
Well, that's really, really good. So, and how long have you been doing this now? A couple of years, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a couple of years, because it's actually called the Taunton Event Stewarding Hire. I changed the name from Taunton Event Volunteer Hire to the Taunton Event Stewarding Hire.
Okay, yeah, cool. And how many stewards do you have at the moment?
Well, I've hired an extra three. It was over the last couple of days. So that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, well done. I'm sure it will go from strength to strength. And obviously, the event organisers that I've been liaising with have definitely appreciated your effort and the support that you provide. So well done.
Thank you.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.